You're welcome. Next, last case.
The next application's 11,924. David J. and Deborah H. Hodges seek variances from the side yard, front yard, and rear yard setbacks. Sections 115-25C, 115-183C, 115-181B, 115-182B, and 115-182D of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Tyler Avenue, approximately 1,156 feet south of Lincoln Drive. The 911 address is 38849 Tyler Avenue, Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 533, map 20.18, parcel 87. Specifically, they're requesting a 0.6-foot variance from the front yard, a 5.6-foot variance from the front yard, a 10.1-foot variance from the rear yard, a 4.8-foot variance from the rear yard, a 5-foot variance from the side yard, and a 7-foot variance from the side yard. Received no letters in opposition, one letter in support, and that would be from the HOA, noting that that the committee has the Cape Windsor Community Association Architectural Consultant has received the application for review and comment, and based on the furnished plot plan and previous precedent set within their community, the proposal for the home location complies with all Cape Windsor regulations and is approved. They also acknowledge that the steps from the lagoon may be reoriented towards the lagoon, which falls within the Cape Windsor requirements, but it should also be reflected on the county's variance in addition to the discussed HVAC and other items and intrusions into the 5-foot side yard setback, and that they note that they would have to come through the county to get approval, and there are no mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yeah, David J. Hodges. 2074 Fairway Lane, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 17112. Local address 38849 Tyler Avenue, Selbyville, Delaware.
Deborah A. Hodges, address 2074 Fairway Lane, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Do both of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening.
Again, I'm David J. Hodges. Current address is Harrisburg, 2074 Fairway Lane. Future address, permanent, will be 38849 Tyler Avenue, Selbyville, Delaware. I'll go over the criteria for our variance from the application. The uniqueness of this property is it's 38849 Tyler Avenue, aka Lot 27T, is located in the Cape Windsor development. The uniqueness of this property was created by the previous developer over 40 years ago under zoning that is non-existent today, thus created this unique situation where it's not economically viable to develop without a variance. Property cannot otherwise be developed. The current Sussex County setbacks would restrict the size, to my understanding, the new residence of 25 by 41 maximum. It's going to result in extremely undersized rooms within the residence, as well as adversely affecting the overall value and appeal of the new residence. Property cannot be practically developed under existing zoning without the variance in order to meet today's consumers' criteria. Future resale value would also be negatively affected. It should be noted that the current residence, which has been in place prior to our purchase in 03, measures 26 feet in width and 60 feet in length. And the current residence was originally a single-wide mobile home with a stick-built addition matching the width and length of the original home that was constructed on the south side of the property by the previous owners of the property. And not created by the applicant, the current difficulty with the property has not been caused or created by the applicant since the applicant had no involvement with the original development of this community over 4 years ago. It will not affect the essential character of the neighborhood. The character of the neighborhood will not be altered in a negative way by authorizing the variance, but will be significantly enhanced by the replacement of the current double-wide residence with a new residence that is being planned. Cape Windsor, as you probably know, has been experiencing a revitalization with the building of newer modern homes that are slowly replacing older mobile homes. As a result, the community is becoming a very desirable development within Lower Sussex County. New residents will also meet all current codes of construction, hurricane, wind, etc., and will be elevated out of the floodplain, making the property safe for all community. Minimum variance, the new home would replace the existing residence, pending approval of variance. is a modular home, slightly modified from a standard plan offered by the manufacturer. It has had an additional 6 feet added to the overall length to accommodate a one-vehicle garage. New residence is 4 feet actual shorter than the current residence there that is present. It is 4'8" wider than the current residence that's being replaced. Again, a new residence plan will adhere to the current floodplain regulations. Variance that authorized will be the minimal required to practically and economically develop the site to today's consumer's requirement in that. The side yard setback from the new residence will be the same as the current residence 5 foot setback. The front yard setback, my understanding, is the main Tyler Avenue side, since we do have two parts of Tyler. We're on a corner lot. It's approximately 12 and a half feet more from the property line than the current residence setback. The rear canal setback will be 8 feet less than the current structure setback, but will be within 15 feet from the canal as recommended and enforced by the Homeowners Association. And the corner front yard setback would be 4'8" less than the current structure setback for the residence, and should be about 14'4" from the property line and 19'4" from the edge of the roadway, which is that other section of Tyler Avenue. So it's almost 20 feet off the road. Again, although additionally though not binding to the board, the applicant has secured the Cape Windsor Community Association's approval, having met the requirements for their setbacks and height requirement. A copy of that approval letter has been furnished to you with a packet of information and photographs and so forth of existing structures that have had to seek variance as well in the past.
Okay. Other questions from members of the board?
Your house lined up with the rest of the houses on that street?
I'm sorry,
sir. Your new house lined up with the rest of the houses on that street?
If this canal side, sir, will line up with other houses on the backside.
On the backside?
And on the street side of it, actually, it's going to even sit in a little bit further off of Tyler Avenue.
So it's going to sit in and then still in line up with the backside, too?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, there's some houses that sit back a little further and so forth, but houses you can see up, it's no further forward towards the canal than any of the houses as far as you can see up, sir.
And this is a two-story home?
It'll be a two-story home, sir, yes.
Okay. No other questions?
What's the square footage of the proposed home?
It's 2,600. It's 56 by 30 feet, and that's including a one-car garage. It's approximately 20 by 15 feet. There's a six-foot deck area on the back.
Mr. Sharp?
Did you consider moving it closer to Tyler Ave in the front so you don't have these rear yard encroachments?
Well, sir, the reason I did that, and with your understanding, is we're on a corner lot there. And if you don't mind, I'll
sure.
Tractor trailers often come down this road. They're making deliveries and so forth. And to get out of the development, they can't back up, obviously, so they'll come down here and so forth, and they make wide turns. So we're trying to push it back so that the garage is going to be like right in this section, sir, so that I'm able to park a car that would face the garage and be able to not have any vehicles possibly striking it coming down Tyler, especially the tractor trailers. Just 5-6 months ago, waste management's in Pennsylvania, I don't know what our waste removal service is, but anyhow, they came around here. And we had a corner planter here and totally destroyed it on that corner. And that's why, sir, I decided to try to push it back further to get away from the road so we could safely park our vehicles facing that end there.
Probably
without
also
getting
give you
struck.
Some better visibility on that corner.
Well, too, and that will help as well, sir. Yes.
As far as the HVAC systems and the propane tank, did you consider moving those to either the other side of the home or to the front of the yard so that they're not so close to your neighboring property to the north, I think?
It would be to the north, and it's my neighbor, Greg Lampy, who's there, who I had a conversation with, and he's all on board with this. Our current situation, if you look at the pictures, they're in the identical same spot as they are. But practically, sir, the development of the house, the way the furnaces are set up and so forth, are on that side of the house. So it makes, you know, we've been told that the outside unit should be relatively as close as it can be to the inside units.
And I take it you explored options to try to fit a home on this and were having difficulty finding one?
Well, I mean, obviously, if I wanted to put a single wide or something small, I could do it, sir. But, I mean, practically and so forth, we're making a huge investment here. And that we feel this, you know, obviously it's going to help us a lot and give us a future home that we're going to be very happy with, but also, you know, for the future for anybody else.
Is the character of the neighborhood evolving from manufactured homes to stick built?
It is, yes. There's, if you haven't been there for a while, I mean, there's some huge houses going in there.
Yeah.
I mean, yes.
All right, I have no further questions.
If there are no other questions, is there anyone in favor of this application?
Can raise your hand.
And is there anyone here in opposition to this application? And hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, as in other applications in this development, the size of the lots is unique. Small lots that were developed. Cannot otherwise be developed without variances. Wasn't created by the applicant because of that uniqueness and the layout of the lots in this development. And as we've seen before, it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And I believe it's a minimum variance to afford relief. So I make a motion, make a motion we approve case number 11,924.
Second.
Motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Mr. Workman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye for those stated.
And I too for the reasons stated. So by a vote of 3-0, case number 11,924 is approved.
Thank you very much, Chairman. And thank you, Board, and hope you all get better.